This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، brothers and sisters, these are Canadian geese. Usually they are migrants, but I think there are now fairly large groups of them which have become completely residential in different places. This is in Ashley Reservoir in Holyoke, the place where I usually go for a walk. So there you go, there's a very large flux of them who are grazing. You can see them diving in the water and so on. And so it's a beautiful summer morning and very nice and cool. The day promises to become hot. Hot is to be taken in the American, North American sense. Not the same thing as we have in India. What is called a heat wave, which comes with heat warnings in red color. Here means temperatures about maximum 35 degrees Celsius. In India, we have routinely 10 degrees more, 45 degrees, 49 degrees, and so on. So it's not the same, obviously, but it's for the place, it is tremendous. You can see here these geese upside down, they are rooting for stuff in the water. There they go. They're rooting for stuff in the water, trying to get at whatever is at the bottom. I don't know what is in the bottom, but anyway, they usually feed on grass and stuff like that, so it's not, they're not fishing. Here's this one. The Ashley reservoir itself is very beautiful and seems to have a lot of lilies. It's quite amazing how these plants survive the freezing temperatures, because the same place gets frozen, not frozen solid, because water that's more than 3 feet deep at the bottom remains liquid. And those of you interested, you should read up what's called the anomalous expansion of water. Anomalous expansion of water. So look it up and you will know what I'm saying. There you go, upside down goose. Now the reason I'm talking to you about all this, of course, one major reason is to once again bring forth and to talk about the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and just simply marvel at what Allah has created. Jalla jalaluhu. Alhamdulillah. We recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His creation and we worship Him and we praise Him. But the other thing is for you to reflect on one thing, which is that essentially what I'm showing you is what I'm seeing. So you are seeing what I'm seeing. But I must say to you that my experience of this, of walking here, of the Ashley Reservoir, of the beautiful, completely clean air. It's like, subhanAllah, I mean, just taking a breath is a pleasure. Taking a breath is a privilege to say that I am breathing air which is so clean and so pure. Walking among these geese, who frankly they have a bad reputation. I don't know, I mean, everyone who I see or send, you know, these films to, they say, well, you know, oh, how is it you didn't get captives? I mean, these are the most peaceful creatures that I know. I can't even imagine them attacking me, but I suppose they would. I mean, the geese do attack. Geese are, especially if they feel their young ones are threatened or something. So the reason I'm saying all this is because to draw your attention to one fact, I want to reflect on this, which is that you are seeing something which is effectively the same thing that I'm seeing, but there is obviously essentially a difference. And the difference is that for you, this is a video. For me, it's an experience. And you can hear the geese are agreeing with me. For you, it's a video. For me, it's an experience. I bring this to your attention because this is the way in which we study Deen. Now, that is essentially an American robin, which is looking for earthworms. Robins eat almost exclusively earthworms. They also eat some fruits and stuff, but usually they will eat their body weight in earthworms every day. So that's a lot of earthworms. I had a nest of them. I had a robin mother who was raising two chicks, and yesterday the nest is empty, so they've flown away. I hope they're well. So the reason I'm saying is because this is the same thing which happens with us when we study the Deen. And we fool ourselves that because I read a book or because I have qualified from Madrasa, I studied 6 years, or I am watching videos, and some of us even fool ourselves to believe that because I have I watch a lot of you know, weekend courses, that even if I don't call myself an alim, I feel that I'm an alim. So people walk and talk as if they are ulama. Money. And I want to tell you that if there is a difference, and there's a huge qualitative difference, it's not just a small thing, it's a major qualitative difference between what I'm showing you and what you're seeing, and how I am seeing the exact same thing, but from the perspective of experience. So I'm not just seeing it, but I'm in it. I'm engrossed in it. I'm immersed in it. There's a world of difference. There's a huge, huge, huge world of difference. I don't think you will disagree with that. But that's the reality. And this is the same thing with Deen. So there is a difference between somebody who is watching something and somebody who is living that, who is practicing that. And the purpose of the Deen, the purpose of the Nuzul of the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the purpose of the Bi'asat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the purpose of the revelation of the Quran, the purpose of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming into this world and Allah blessed us with His presence, is to immerse us in the Deen. And that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Rasulullah 4 jobs. I mean, these are related, they're not 4 independent jobs or 4 disconnected jobs. They are related, they are really 4 parts of the same series, 4 parts of the same thing that he was supposed to do, and he did to a level of excellence. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, give them the words, tell them what to do, tell them what I have commanded. So يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ, do the tilawat of the ayat, recite for them the ayat that were revealed or that have been revealed to you. So that's the first part, recite the Quran to the people. And then, once you have recited the Quran, which comes to the purpose of the Quran, here is a snake. Oh, wow, fantastic. Now, what snake was that? I don't know. He ran away very fast. So, probably a non-poisonous snake. Anyway, so recite for them the Quran. And once you have recited the Quran, then the purpose of the recitation didn't come to be recited to begin a jalsa or function, which it is routinely used for today. Right? Let us begin with the recitation of Quran. Nothing wrong with that. It's not haram, alhamdulillah. We do that for the barakah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our functions and our gatherings blessed, because they begin with the recitation of the Quran. But sadly, in many cases, that is the only mention of Allah and His Kalam in that function, because then people proceed in many cases to do things which Allah has prohibited. Now, that absolutely doesn't make sense, because here you are reciting the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in effect, you are setting up a witness in your favor or against you, depending on what you do next. If you recite the Kalam of Allah and then you do something against the Kalam of Allah, and it doesn't have to be the exact ayah, meaning you recited the Quran, so it is assumed that you know what you have recited or what you're reciting. This is the Kalam of Allah. And even though you recite, obviously you don't recite the whole Quran, you recite some parts of it, it refers to the whole Kitab. So if you are reciting one part of the Quran and you are disobeying another part of the Quran, then it amounts to disobedience, and this amounts to witness against you and me. That is a mallard female, which is grooming after a bath. So then where is the barka? So yatlu alayhim ayati, recite for them. Now the purpose, as I said, the purpose of recitation is not recitation. The purpose of recitation is just to inform that this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, this is what He has commanded, this is what He likes, this is what He does not like. And so therefore, O people, ya ayyuhan nas, remember this and obey it. Purpose is for us to remember and obey. Purpose is not for us to recite by itself and then continue in our, as we say in Urdu, raftare bedangi, our actions of illegal and inappropriate actions in our lives. No, that's not the purpose. The purpose is, when we recite the Quran, is to try to live by the Quran. So, alhamdulillah, we first part of the job that was given, the responsibility of Risala, which was given to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, is to recite the Quran. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now is part of the recitation of the Quran, is for us. So let me do it in this part, which is, what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do, and therefore what must we do? So what he did was, he recited the Quran. He told us what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. What must we do? We must listen to that, we must accept it, we must learn to recite it in the correct manner, in the most beautiful way possible. We must learn the rules of recitation so that we don't make mistakes in recitation, because this is not anything, this is the Kalam of Allah. This is divine, this is not created, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Quite literally, this is the word of God. It is not the word of God interpreted by anybody. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking to us. So have that azama, have the waqar, have the haiba, have the glory, the majesty, the awe of listening to it and saying, Subhanallah, this is my Rabb speaking. And I have been honored that He is speaking to me. And therefore, the power and the glory and the majesty of the Quran must come into our hearts. This is the way of receiving the Kalam of Allah. And the way a Muslim receives the Kalam of Allah is to say that Alhamdulillah, my Rabb has spoken, and whatever He says, I will do. Sami'na wa ata'ina. I listen and I obey. We listen and we obey. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand this. This is the first part of this, what will be a four-part series, inshallah. What are the views? I'm at a particularly beautiful part of the lakes, Ashley Reservoir, and I will leave you with these images to reflect on and to think about and to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His glory and majesty. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.